The MK Mental Health Hour with Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support in partnership with Thomas Connolly Estate Agents and MKFM.
Just gone 7 o'clock on your Sunday evening. Hello, it's Leah with you for another Milton Keynes Mental Health Hour. Tonight we are tackling changing seasons and continuing with MK's biggest hit, starting with Calvin Harris now.
The MK Mental Health Hour in partnership with Thomas Connolly Estate Agents.
Calvin Harris, Feel So Close on MKFM. Good evening, it's Leah with you on the Milton Keynes Mental Health Hour. We do this every single Sunday between 7 and 8 o'clock with local organisation Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support, and John from the company joins every single week. Hello, John.
Hello, good evening.
Hello. Bye. Lovely to have you with us as always, John. So big week this week because, of course, it was World Mental Health Day on Thursday.
Yes, it was massive.
How did it all go with you guys at Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support? Did you do anything to kind of signify the day?
Yeah, to be honest, I am shattered.
Are you?
Yeah.
I like the honesty.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a massive day and it's one of those where it's kind of ironic because even though it's World Mental Health Day, taking care of ourselves and speaking out, it's quite an impactful day for me because I'm running around, and so very first thing was in London speaking and doing a bit of training around coping strategies and tools with a company called OJ Associates, Oliver James Associates. So they're a great company who had us in, and that also paid for 8 sessions for a child.
Oh, wow.
So it's even better. And then I went to visit some GP surgeries because there were GP surgeries in Milton Keynes doing bake sales to raise money for the children that we support.
Brilliant.
So I actually just had, I had a message the day after from the practice manager, Laura, who's a wonderful lady that set it up. And they actually raised £165 in cakes.
Oh, brilliant.
So I think they were just selling like a pound a slice or something, but the residents were making cakes and banding all together. So if you head over to our socials, you can see some of the cakes that people made, and it was absolutely amazing.
Brilliant.
Just so good.
Well,
to see
done
that
to those
community
guys. Can we,
getting together.
Can we give them a shout out? What practices were they that were taking part?
Yeah, so it was Bedford Street Surgery in Bletchley and Thursday Medical Centre, obviously in Thursday.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well done to those guys. So is there any further updates in Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support here in Milton Keynes, or can you give us a bit of a background about what it is that you guys do here in MK?
Yeah, so we developed specific training for companies, for schools, all around, not necessarily just training people to signpost someone with a mental health issue, but to actually teach people directly the tools that they would get following that signposting. So if they were to get to see a psychologist or a mental health practitioner, what are the tools and strategies that they need to recover? So we go into schools, we go into businesses, we train employees in these methods, and each day of training that we conduct with a business or a school pays for 8 sessions for children that might not be able to access typical service thresholds. So some at the moment nationally, so it's quite a generalized statistic, but about 75% of kids can't gain access to services because they're too full.
Right.
So there's about 110,000 kids last year that unfortunately weren't able to access help. So we're setting up a service which is run by our other products and services to be able to give those kids meaningful, proper mental health therapeutic sessions.
Well, really, really important work that you do here in Milton Keynes. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the changing seasons because, as we can tell, over the weekend, it has been a little bit miserable, quite unsettled. Nights kind of drawing in. It's not been great.
Not been the nicest.
And it can affect our mental health.
Yeah, it has a massive impact on our mood and as well as our routine. So we've got a wonderful GP here called Dr. Raj. I keep on calling him Dr. Raj. He just says, call me Raj, but I can't help it. So Raj is here to talk us through, from a GP's point of view, how to cope with this change, what things we might be able to see, and what things can help us practically to be able to overcome this change in season.
Brilliant. Well, we're going to be speaking to the man himself, Dr. Raj. After Maloko. This is Sing It Back now on MKFM. It's Maloko, Sing It Back on MKFM Sunday evening on the Milton Keynes Mental Health Hour. It's just come up to 7:15. It's Leah with you, joined in the studio, as we always are, by John from Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support. And this evening, we are joined by Dr. Raj. Hello, Raj.
Hi, Leah. Nice to be here.
Lovely to have you with us. Now, can you give us a bit of a background about you? You're a GP, aren't you?
I am, yes.
And your passion is to really support people without medication where possible within your work.
Absolutely. So a little bit about me. My background is general practice. I trained in Scotland. I worked in the west of Scotland for a number of years. I've had the pleasure of working in the US and other parts of the UK, including London, and I had a practice in Oxfordshire for a number of years. One of the important things that I learned is that often patients can become very, very dependent on medications, and sometimes we have patients on medications which they don't need to be on. And therefore, I was always looking at options which allowed patients to either reduce their medications or alternatives. So that's a real area of interest for me, along with digital health, so using technologies to help people live better lives and access better healthcare.
Brilliant. And we're talking tonight about the changing seasons and how that can actually affect people, because it is quite a serious thing, isn't it? When we start to see these changing in seasons, and now, it, you know, we've had a miserable weekend of weather and the nights are starting to draw in, and it can really affect people physically and mentally.
Absolutely. We are a country of four seasons in a day.
It's true.
However, we're most certainly noticing the difference, particularly the transition from summer to autumn to winter. We appear to have very brief autumns these days, and it can really catch people out. And as they fail to make changes to their routine soon enough to adapt to their mood, which can often dip as well at the same time.
So we're going to be speaking this evening about, you know, a few tips on ways that people can put things into place so that they, you know, don't feel like they start to suffer with their mental health and things like that. But what kind of changes can people kind of notice when there is these changing in seasons?
Well, as humans, we are really creatures of routine. So adapting when we go to sleep, things that we do around sleep to help us sleep, times we get up, certain practices that we do in terms of, you know, when we get into the shower, have breakfast, our meal times, and particularly our routine around exercise, and also what we do at work. Do we manage to get out of the office quick enough?
It can be really difficult when you, I've certainly noticed with meal times or even just my mood, getting up and it's still being dark. So I go to bed when it's dark, wake up when it's dark, and it's kind of disheartening because I kind of like when I wake up and the sun's coming through the blinds a little bit, and it's kind of a nice feeling if you wake up in a good way. But if you wake up and it's kind of dark outside, it can be a little bit, I don't know, feeling like you haven't really slept, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And it's so important that we adapt our behavior around the time that we get up. So some people will hit the snooze button, stay in bed.
Definitely me.
That's me also.
I have every day. I have, because I'm on, you know, certain medications and stuff, because I've got a condition myself. So I have, across the space of a half an hour, I have every 5 minutes an alarm go off. And then I end up snoozing all of them. So it just becomes chaos, and it sounds like there's a circus going on my bedside cabinet.
That's right.
Yeah, it can be quite difficult to get out of that routine.
And often sleep itself, we don't really, all of us, get great quality sleep.
Yeah.
So this can just be a kind of prelude to the snooze button. People often waking, moving around through the night, and you're not getting that deep sleep that you need, that your body needs to be fully rested. And then when you're getting up in the morning, you're going into that same repetitive motion again of this kind of very sort of shallow sleep, hitting a snooze button, shallow sleep again. And it can actually tire your body out before your day's even started.
Yeah.
And absolutely. I imagine that can affect people's mood then, going into their day feeling like they're really tired and they're feeling lethargic. And it must be a difficult kind of cycle to be able to get out of.
Absolutely. And as with most habit-breaking activities, it does take weeks to get it right. It takes around 3 weeks for most people of repetitive behavior change to develop a new habit. Okay. So as with everything else, it takes a bit of work.
Well, we're going to be talking a little bit more about sleep and sleep hygiene. We'll continue the conversation with Dr. Raj and John after we hear from The Once Flawless. It's on the way for you next.
The MK Mental Health Hour with Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support.
Sounding good for your Sunday evening. It's The Ones and Flawless on MKFM. This is the Milton Keynes Mental Health Hour. Tonight we're talking about the changing seasons with John from Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support here in Milton Keynes and Dr. Raj. So Raj, we've been talking about sleep and actually how important that is to make sure that you get good quality sleep and everything like that. A term that I haven't really heard before is sleep hygiene. What is all that about?
Well, first of all, it has nothing to do with soap or washing, you'd be pleased to know. Sleep hygiene is really a term that talks about the practices and things that you should be doing before and immediately approaching bedtime.
Okay, so what kind of things do you mean?
Really, really interesting things, actually. And some of them seem really obvious, but we often forget. So first of all, your bedroom is your sleep sanctuary. So no bright lights, no TV, no clutter in the bedroom. I don't know about you, Leah, but when I'm lying in bed sometimes and I'm struggling to get off to sleep, if something catches the corner of my eye on the floor in my bedroom, mm-hmm. it will just get me thinking about something else. It will get me thinking about things other than sleep. So your bedroom is somewhere where you go to sleep. And that's it. You don't go there to read newspapers. You don't go there to play computer games or watch Netflix.
Okay.
I've been told before that the bedroom should be for two things, sleeping and the other one, which
right.
is pre-watershed. So yeah. I don't know how to go into that. So yeah, don't get into the habit of using your bed to watch TV, because then you'll get into the kind of psychological habit of, I'm getting into bed, so I'm going to start watching a series.
I mean, it makes sense. That does make sense as a rule of thumb, you know. It's there for two things. And I like that, John. Yeah. Very, very good. Yeah. So there are various principles with sleep hygiene, aren't there?
Sure, there absolutely are. So absolutely, the bedroom is your sleep sanctuary. So the environment in the bedroom has to be appropriate as well. So go there when it's time to sleep. Make sure you're tired before you go to bed. It can be incredibly frustrating going to bed at 10 o'clock or half 10, 11 o'clock, and then knowing you're not going to get to sleep. If you haven't got to sleep for 20 minutes, get up, go into another room, do something. Right. Make yourself tired. Even go for a jog around your living room. Don't quote me on that. do something like hoovering if it's not too late. Anything that expends energy immediately before bedtime. The lights need to be dimmed, nothing that's going to create any sort of emotional charge towards an evening, even if it's a discussion with your partner, which may cause some sort of emotional response. Not a good idea before bedtime. Keep that for the morning chat.
And one of the things that I suppose a lot of people are guilty of, I am very guilty of this, is when you go to bed, I kind of look on my phone last thing at night, just check my emails, check, you know, various messages and things that have come in. I imagine that is not the best thing to be doing before you go off to sleep.
Absolutely not. And I'm guilty of it myself, to be quite honest. I think when it comes to mobile devices, tablets, mobile phones, they're really encroached upon our lives. And one of the ways that they really affect us badly is how they affect our sleep pattern. It's our natural go-to place when we wake up through the night. So just to check if somebody's Facebook messaged us. I mean, that's things have got really bad when we're doing that at 8 o'clock in the morning.
It's true, but we all do it. We're all guilty of it.
And if we can shift our thinking to be, I shouldn't look at my phone because I'm going to have a rubbish night's sleep. It's just going to help us get into the mindset. Like you say, breaking a habit over 3 weeks. If we can start looking at it that way, it might encourage us to not pick up the phone in the first place.
I'm going to be really brave here, John, and I'm going to suggest that you actually don't take your smartphone into the bedroom at all.
Yeah,
leave
yeah.
it in the hallway on charge.
I know some people who put it on a different floor in their house. Yeah. Just completely leave it in the kitchen or something like that.
Absolutely. It sounds like drug habitual behaviour, doesn't it? And it really is.
It does.
For many of us.
And there is something that I do it on my my smartphone. You can have night mode on. So you can go into your settings. I don't know where specifically it is in your settings, but maybe we'll do a little bit of a social media post around it. But you can go into your settings and change your screen to get duller when the sun goes down.
Right.
So as soon as it starts getting darker around you, so does your screen. And it just kind of starts to prepare your eyes for sleep rather than being as vibrant as it is during the day and having that impact on you.
So there are lots of things that we can put in place to promote sleep and help us to do that. And I suppose it's about finding what works for you as an individual.
Absolutely. And in medicine, we're becoming better and better at personalizing our advice to patients and around their lives. And patients are getting better. They're getting better at checking online resources and making those adaptions themselves. So patients are really beginning to take greater responsibility than they've ever done before. But our job is really to signpost and say, have you tried exercising, you know, a certain number of hours before bed, or exercising a certain number of times a week? Have you tried, for instance, changing your wake and sleep cycle in accordance with when the lights and the sun's coming up and the sun's going down? So there are a number of things that people can do and adapt themselves for changing seasons and for their own routines.
And just as a bit of a ballpark figure, how much sleep should we be having, Dr. Raj?
There is a huge disagreement over this. Now, as a previous junior doctor, I can tell you that I can survive on about 5 hours sleep, but the reality is that I feel very rested when I've had around 8 hours sleep. It's very different for each individual, but as a rule, we talk about 8 to 9 hours sleep is sufficient, and anything more than that is a bit of a bonus for most of us, I guess.
Brilliant. Well, we've briefly touched on exercise there. We're going to be speaking a little bit more about exercise and the effects that has in the changing seasons after Alicia Dixon. Now, this is Breathe Slow on MKFM. Alicia Dixon, Breathe Slow on MKFM. It is the Milton Keynes Mental Health Hour, talking all about changing seasons this evening with Dr. Raj and John from Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support. So, Raj, we've spoken about the importance of sleep and sleep hygiene. Also, something really important as the seasons do change is exercise.
Absolutely. Exercise is actually quite profound. It's often described as the miracle cure. If there was a miracle drug, it would be exercise if we could package it. And exercise in different forms can work for different conditions. It can work for low mood, depression, high blood pressure. It can work for people that are approaching diabetes and want to reverse diabetes. And it can also work for people who have respiratory conditions such as asthma or chronic obstructive pulmonary conditions from smoking and so on.
So you do sometimes prescribe exercise to patients that come in with some of these kind of illnesses and things like that.
Yeah, from a medication standpoint, I do know that if you get the actual regular proper amount of exercise within your week, it can be an alternative to actually having medication for things like depression, because it can release that many endorphins that can support you in pretty much the same way.
Absolutely. I think as GPs, we're perhaps not familiar enough with the true value of exercise. And I guess many of us over our careers have become quite comfortable with prescribing medications, and we sometimes do this a little earlier than we should. In low mood particularly, we're better at prescribing exercise. So we're taught to do it, we're very comfortable doing it. So before we step into antidepressants and so on, we're very comfortable giving patients an opportunity, where appropriate, to try exercise and changing their routine.
It's really easy to say that, but from someone who's experienced a lot of low mood in the past, how would, you know, obviously low mood comes lack of motivation, you know, you can talk someone through getting some more exercise in an appointment, but then when they go away, how easy is it actually for them to get up off the sofa, get up and do it? What sort of stuff, especially as it's getting darker and you don't really want to be outside,
sure,
what sort of stuff might someone be able to put in place so that it motivates them a little bit to do it, things that they can consider just to get started and keep it consistent?
Absolutely. So first of all, we recommend 30 minutes of aerobic activity 3 times a week. So
aerobic.
So where you break a sweat, where you are, your heart rate may go over 150. That's a very sort of metric, but around that is what we would term aerobic. Now, absolutely, people that have low mood often struggle with motivation. So getting up off the couch and going to do exercise could be the last thing you want to do, particularly if it's dark outside. So look at the NHS resources that's online and giving you advice on what you can do at home. Mm. I have patients who use steps in front of a TV, and that in itself for 30 minutes, 3 times a week is sufficient. You don't need to even get gym membership.
And you can still binge on Netflix as
well. You
can
do both at the same time.
Yeah, whack a series on and you've done an hour in no time.
You heard it here first.
And this can have huge benefits, can't it, for people to keep, you know, maintaining their exercise routines as we go into the darker months, because like we've said, it can be really difficult to pull yourself off that sofa to go out when it's raining and it's cold and it's dark, but actually it's so important to maintain those exercises.
Absolutely. So one of the most important hormones that that change with the seasons is serotonin. And exercise releases serotonin, which is incredibly important at helping us maintain our mood. The other thing about low mood is that it can often impact people's sort of self-worth. So if you manage to do 2 out of 3 sessions, it's a kind of reward that you should be giving yourself to say, I managed to find that motivation and do something today.
Yeah. And one thing that we spoke about in our fitness show a few weeks ago was giving yourself a range of amount of sessions or amount of times that you exercise in the week, so that you're not fixated on doing 5 or 4. And then if you can only make 2, it's kind of you're not feeling guilty about it. It's still within your range, so it's much more comfortable. So it's a bit more of, it's something that helps you keep it consistent and stay motivated with it.
Absolutely. And keeping a diary which records your sleep, which records your waking times, your mood, score it out of 10. It can be really helpful if you do feel the need to go and see your GP because your mood has been persistently low or you're really struggling to cope. Your GPs would love to see that kind of information and also how often you are genuinely exercising a week.
Yeah, absolutely. I really like to take this opportunity to coin the phrase Netflixercise.
Oh, I love that.
Just so that people can maybe get a bike indoors. You can get these bike stands now as well, so that if you've got a normal bike, you don't have to use it outside. You can set it up in your living room. It takes the back wheel off, so it's not going to ruin your floor. And you can just sit on your bike at home in front of the telly, just getting some exercise in.
Hamster's approach to Netflix, I love it.
Yeah. Very, very clever. Great tips here on the Milton Keynes Mental Health Hour. A reminder, actually, if you want to check out the fitness podcast that we did, that is over on our website, which is mkfm.com. We're going to talk about nutrition and vitamin D after Jennifer Lopez, Love Don't Cost a Thing, which plays next.
The MK Mental Health Hour with Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support.
We are loving that here in the studio. Very nice from Jennifer Lopez. Love Don't Cost a Thing on MKFM. This is the Milton Keynes Mental Health Hour tonight, talking about changing seasons. We're joined in the studio by Dr. Raj and also John from Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support. So Raj, we were just talking about exercise and the importance that it is to maintain, you know, a good exercise routine as the seasons do change. But also something that we should be bearing in mind is our nutrition. And specifically, we're going to be talking about vitamin D. Because is it correct in the UK we are... You know, a lot of people are deficient in vitamin D.
Yes, as a climate, we're not particularly sunny, you may have noticed.
Really? No.
It might have passed. But it can lead to us having slightly less vitamin D than we need. And therefore, it's so important that we're able to recognise foods which are rich in vitamin D and supplement ourselves with a better diet. And in addition to that, vitamin D is really easily available over the counter. And it can be a really important cause of feeling tired, but not just tired, but also muscle aches and pains, general lethargy. So it's a really, really important vitamin that we can fix ourselves before it causes a problem or anywhere before we need to go and see a GP about it.
So vitamin D is the vitamin that we associate with the sun. And we don't necessarily need to, it doesn't necessarily need to be blue skies and sunshine for you to be able to retract that vitamin D from the sunshine, is it?
Absolutely. So getting out during your lunch break, really important at work, getting away from your desk, it will lift your mood. It will give you a form of exercise. It will raise your serotonin levels and it will give you that sunlight that you need to convert that vitamin D that you've just taken in your diet to a really useful form that your body needs and gives you energy.
Of a midday boost.
Exactly. And as we were talking about, the exercise part, very important. If the nights are drawing in, then make sure you use your lunch break wisely and go out and get your vitamin D and your exercise in as well.
And it just adds more stress. So if you know that you can't get your regular exercise in the evening that you do, then now it's getting darker, just make that slight adjustment so that you can fit into your lunch break.
Absolutely. And one of the things we were talking before about was routine, and meals are such an important part of our routine. They cause a spike in hormones like insulin, so it's so important that when we're adjusting to a new season that we're also adjusting our meal times, and actually getting a bit focused and a bit obsessive about when we eat can actually be quite helpful, because it causes a spike in insulin, so our brain feels like we are in control of our lives. It's such an important part of what we do every day.
So what kind of food should we be thinking about as we go into autumn, winter time?
So in terms of vitamin D, fish is incredibly important. Salmon, which is a nice fish for many of us, also tuna, mackerel, they do contain lots of decent levels of vitamin D. Dairy products, orange juice, cereals, cheese and egg yolk, which is also very, very high in vitamin D. Well, the egg white is proportionally not as high in vitamin D, but the egg yolk in particular is.
I see. So lots of custard, everybody.
All the custard. Yeah. Custard tarts. That's what we need to be making. And if people want to find out some more details, Raj, would you direct them to NHS resources?
Yep, so number of websites where you can get this information. NHS is a great website, NHS Choices, WebMD, patient.info, fantastic websites with great information on this topic.
Yeah, we'll get a couple of links and put them into our guide that goes out on Monday morning as well.
Excellent. We're going to be speaking a little bit about that guide, which goes out tomorrow morning after Jason Derulo. Now, this is Riding Solo on MKFM. Jason Derulo, Riding Solo on MKFM. It is the Milton Keynes Mental Health Hour on your Sunday evening tonight, talking all about changing seasons. We're joined in the studio by Dr. Raj and also John from Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support here in Milton Keynes. We have covered so many fantastic top tips and a real variety of topics. So we're going to do a little bit of a summary now, if you did miss the first part of the hour. So firstly, Dr. Raj, your sleep top tips to make sure that we are getting the best night's sleep, which will of course improve our mood and our mental health.
Absolutely. So look up sleep hygiene, look for online resources around that, but crucially, You go to your bedroom when you're tired. If you're in bed for around 20 minutes, tossing and turning, can't get to sleep, get out of bed, go to another room, do something active, and come back to bed. Make sure your bedroom is your sleep sanctuary. Make sure there's nothing in there to distract you, no TVs, no bright lights, no magazines on the floor. Try and exercise at the right time, around in the evenings, but no later than sort of 5 o'clock. In terms of your meals, make sure you don't have heavy carbohydrate rich meals in the evening as well. That's about covered for sleep, I think.
One of the things that I've really noticed has helped with my sleep is actually having a routine. You know, when you have a child, you kind of build a routine with them to make them sleep at night. I have a bit of a routine, whether it be kind of cleansing my face and putting my hair on top of my head and make myself kind of prepared for sleep. Would you recommend something like that?
Absolutely. So a warm bath, and when you walk out of a warm bath, the drop in your body temperature actually promotes the hormones that encourage you to sleep. Make sure your room is really, really dark. So absolutely, there are a number of routines that we all probably have but we don't recognize that help us sleep, and obviously the obvious one is reduce caffeine around bedtime.
Okay.
If anyone does really struggle with sleep, Milton Keynes have a free app available. It's not typically a free app, but I think that the council and the NHS have kind of banded together to provide people with this app, and it's called Sleepio.
Okay, I like it.
Sleepio. So people in Milton Keynes can access that free. So if they are particularly struggling with their sleep, it provides some tips and helps them out. But obviously don't lay in bed looking at it, because then you're going to get the impact from your phone. So during the day, have a look and use those tips to start getting prepared in the evening.
Brilliant. Exercise top tips?
Yep, exercise-wise, we're looking for users to do about 3 times a week, 30 minutes of aerobic exercise, something that gets their heart rate over 150, or just breaking a sweat. Now, we understand that different people have different thresholds for breaking a sweat, and we understand that some people may have disabilities. So it's what works for you is incredibly important. Don't beat yourself up if you don't get your 30 minutes 3 times a week, but use it as a target to reward yourself, make yourself feel better about how you're getting on.
And as we move into kind of darker nights and things like that, we've been talking about vitamin D this evening, and also the importance of people to look at their nutrition for that as a supplement for vitamin D.
Absolutely. I think we've become more aware over the last few years that vitamin D is incredibly important. It can contribute to tiredness. But what we also don't understand as much is that many of us can improve it through our diet. And we've hit some key foods such as oily fish, such as cereals, beef liver. These all contain vitamin D. It's important to improve your diet, improve your nutrition, get out into the sun so you're actually converting that vitamin D into usable vitamin D. And if you're still struggling with tiredness, then it might be an opportunity to go and see your doctor to talk over the subject at the very least.
And if people want to find out more details on that, they can go and have a look on the NHS website.
Absolutely. There are so many great resources available online. NHS Choices, WebMD, patient.info, fantastic online resources. And I'm sure John will actually put some of those onto the website afterwards as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So all of this stuff, we're going to be building a guide around. So that's going to be going out tomorrow morning, on Monday morning. And that will make sure that we put in certain links that people can sort of do some extra reading on and all of that sort of stuff
in the guide. And it will also include a summary of all of the top tips that we've covered this evening
as
well.
Absolutely.
A reminder of your website, John, if people want to find out all of those details.
Yeah, so it's www.arthurellismhs.com, and our socials are at arthurellismhs.
Fantastic. And this interview will be podcasted for our website. If you would like to share it with somebody that you think might benefit from hearing it, or listen again at mkfm.com. Dr. Raj, John, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Really, really interesting mental health hour discussing all things changing seasons. Off the top of your head, John, do you know what we're talking about next week?
Yes, it's all about half term next week.
Ooh.
So back to looking at it's the start of half term. So children are going to be getting out of routine. Parents are going to have to tackle children while they're off for a week or so. So we are going to have Rita back, who is our lead mentor, 30 years in psychology, working with children and young people. So we're going to be talking about different things that children can do, different things that parents can do to support their mental health during that period of time. So if there is anything that anyone's affected by or are really just struggling to get these routines right, we still do have our one-to-one mentoring service, so people can refer directly to us or pop us an email. We've got around 5 new referrals in the last week. So it's brilliant. Been really, really good for people to start reaching out to us in the local community if they are struggling. And for every adult that we support, we're able to support a child for free. So if you are struggling, need that extra hand, just send us through a referral. We'll meet with you absolutely free. It doesn't cost anything. So our first meeting, there's no commitment. You just come in, meet with one of our mentors and see how we can help you.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for this evening. And we're looking forward to another Milton Keynes Mental Health Hour at 7 o'clock next Sunday.
The MK Mental Health Hour, in partnership with Thomas Connolly Estate Agents.